This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dan Menigan, Andy Baskin here, and you know, there were some things that he said I found to be interesting, especially the talk for long-term play for some of these draft picks and making sure that they get players that, you know, aren't, it's not a rash decision when they go to get them. So we'll figure it out. All right, let's go to the hotline. Chris Easterling is standing by from the Akron Beacon Journal, and here you go.
And you can hear him on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Chris, what's up, buddy? You there? All right, Chris, we're going to toss you back on hold, and we'll have some technical difficulties going on right now. We'll see if we can figure something out. So, yeah, you're right. There wasn't a whole boatload that was working there, that he was going to give, I should say. There wasn't a whole boatload that Andrew Berry was going to give, but I thought he gave more than usual. I mean, I can't walk out of that press conference saying the same thing that we've done in the past, where we were like, oh, this is the press conference where nobody, you know, where I don't say anything and you guys sit back and enjoy. So maybe Chris Easterling got a little bit more. And of course, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is how is where we're going to hear Chris. You there, buddy?
0-2. If we swing one more time, does that mean we're done? We got to step out of the batter's box?
Let me try this one. All right, Chris, let me throw you back on hold. Let me try one other thing here.
Look at this. Does it get any more fun than this? Playing playing roulette as we try to figure this thing out.
All right, Kayla, you answer it this time.
All right, there we go. Now we figured it out. I think we're going to get it here in a second. So Chris was there. I again, you know, the Browns are a week away from the draft. We're all away from a week away from the draft, as it'll be at 8 o'clock next week. Everybody's getting set. A lot of friends going to the Journey concert before, leading up to the concert. You got buddies going or no?
I do not yet, though. I got to check around still. I think because I've got one buddy who throws a massive draft party every year, and so everybody goes over there and brings a whole bunch of food, and they watch the first round of the draft and all that stuff. So I don't know. Maybe they'll have a boombox going with Journey on it in the beginning. You know, maybe they'll
at
do that.
House?
But yeah, oh yeah, at his house. We'll see if that ends up being the case. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Well, you know, I'll be working Browns Radio Network, so
right.
You know, we'll be behind the scenes running around taking care of everything in between there. So we'll see.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear everything on the fan that night too, so you're not going to miss a minute of anything if you're driving around town or if you're trying to just get the latest on what's going on with the NFL draft. You know, you can lock it in at 92.3 The Fan next Thursday night as we do our Browns Radio Network coverage, where you'll be able to hear all the picks right as soon as possible. And then, you know, I don't know that there's another – I don't know if there are very many teams out there that you hear from your first-round pick, like, almost immediately. I'm always shocked at how quick we're able to get them on the air, whether they're coming to play for the team either, because normally, you know, those guys are getting on the phone quick, and they're talking to the teams or talking to their new coaches. But we've had the opportunity to be able to get them on the line quicker for you. So, all right, you want to give this one more try?
Eh?
Here we go.
Here we go, Chris. Chris Easterling, Academic Journal, you got us? Nope.
0-4-3.
Baxter, is that you? Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
What happens if we try to answer it upstairs? We're going through some remodeling today.
Yeah, so we're doing all sorts of construction and all that kind of stuff. We're down in the conference room once again where Jeff and I were yesterday. So we're going through some stuff. Chris?
Yeah.
There we go.
We got him. Woo-hoo! Thank you, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Well, that was an adventure. I'm glad we found you.
Thank you for your patience.
No problem. What's going on?
We really think this call waiting thing and call forwarding thing is going to catch on.
Let me tell you.
Technology.
All right, what was more exciting, trying to get you on the air or the press conference we heard from Andrew Berry this morning?
It's a neck and neck race as I try to figure out which one wins that one. He is one just such a unique talent that we really haven't seen. And it's not just the ability to play wide receiver, the ability to play cornerback, ability to play in both way, you know, both extensively. It's the intelligence, it's the football IQ, it's the conditioning. It's just so many things that have to come together to create that player. I think as a team that seems to love traits, there are just so many of them with this guy that it's hard not to find yourself when you're asked about him to just sort of gush about.
Chris, I thought it was interesting just listening to the line of questioning. I'm not saying that it's reality or not, but the feeling I got, especially for like the first, I don't know, what do you speak for, 20, 25 minutes, maybe half hour, there were a lot of Travis Hunter questions. Do you think the majority of the people in that room think that they're going to draft Travis Hunter with the number two pick?
I think the majority of them think that, but I don't know, you know, because it just – again, they may go Abdul Carter. They may surprise everybody because I do think it would be surprised if they took Shador at two. But I think everybody sort of feels like the tea leaves are sort of trending toward Travis as being the guy, just because, you know, the talent he is, and really the in a draft like this, he may be one of the safest picks where. We know we're going to get something that can help our football team. Where it is, we'll see. We'll figure it out when we get him here. But this is a guy who can make plays for us, probably make plays for us from almost day one.
Chris Easterlin, Akron Beacon Journal, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Chris, you're scrubbing quarterback from the table at two. You think that's the case for the Cleveland Browns?
I just think, you know, positional, again, the positional value, I understand the quarterback, but I think they don't view Shador Sanders quite the same tier as they would Cam Ward. And so they feel like they can they probably also feel comfortable enough with maybe a Jackson Dart, a Tyler Shuck, a Jalen Milroe that – the gap between Cam and Shador is bigger than the gap between Shador and those other guys, so that they feel like, you know, they can get later that quarterback who could potentially be the quarterback of the future.
I'm thrilled you brought that up because I thought it was really fascinating, Chris, how he came out, Andrew Berry is, that is, and said that the fifth-year option doesn't have as much meaning to them. Like, that to me screams, hey, we're not trading up for a quarterback. Like, we are happy with whomever may fall at 33 or even later on in the draft. Is that how you interpreted it?
Well, I think it's also, I mean, let's think about this. If you know you've got your guy, you don't need the fifth-year option anyways, because by that point you have negotiated a long-term deal. How many of the guys who get the long-term deals, the big contracts, get to their fifth-year option anyway? So if you know you've got your guy, you know by year two, year three, and you get them locked up to whatever the market, you know, market rate is going, therefore the fifth-year option is really kind of irrelevant. So that if you actually get a player on a fifth-year quarterback on a fifth-year option, it's sort of red flags. I would take it as sort of red flags that, well, why is this guy – why are they still uncertain? Why haven't they locked him down? So that's sort of what I read. You know, and kind of took from the lack of needing the fifth-year option on the quarterback.
Chris, the way he was talking about players that they're looking at drafting, he talked with a guy that has confidence beyond this year. Did you get that same kind of read? I mean, obviously, we're listening to him. You see the body language while he's talking. So I'm just curious, I mean, especially when he talked about, like, you know, getting guys that can, you know, maximize their importance on the team for an extended period of time. It's not like they're not going to make a knee-jerk reaction on any one of these picks to say, we got to win the second. So I don't know. He talks like a guy with a lot of confidence that seems like he can feel good in his job for the next maybe 2 years at least.
Well, I think he and Kevin, you couple of what Jimmy Haslam said down in Palm Beach a couple weeks ago, I think they're getting them all again on the Deshaun Watson deal. I think, and they're getting an opportunity to try to dig out of that hole. And I think that barring something catastrophic happening this fall, I think they're going to get 26 as well. That they understand it's not just a one draft, one off-season fix. It's a multiple off-season fix that 26 is the year where you start looking and really – guys, also, you know, a lot of that offensive line is going to be a free agents after next year. So it's just, I think that's they see this as a multi-year plan.
It sounds like ownership has given.
I think they've been given somewhat insurance with new code or as much as one as you can get in the NFL.
You know,
from the Haslam that they're going to get that.
But that it was the 90s moving.
That's what it seems on our end too, Chris, because they're going to up and move it. Andrew Berry's voice. The way that they've operated this offseason, the way that they've addressed free agency, there's no desperation. Nothing that they have done has seemed to be like a desperation, oh my gosh, we have to win 7 games this year or else we're all unemployed. They've really operated with this idea of, okay, we're going to try to build this, maybe get some developmental guys, go from here and see what the next evolution of the Browns roster is. Like, I don't want to call it a rebuild. I think retool might be the way to put it. At least that's how I'm seeing it, man. Do you see it that way?
I think it is a rebuild. I just don't think they want to use that word because rebuild comes with its connotations of what the reality of it is. I think they're just being realistic, to be perfectly honest. I think, you know, again, they look at the whole situation. They look at where the roster is. They look at where the salary cap is. They look at where the quarterback position specifically is, and they just see this isn't fixable. You know, we can't just write a couple of checks, you know, to a couple of free agents and you know, hit a couple of draft picks and suddenly we're, you know, 2025, it's worse the first. I think they realize that they got to do this the patient way. They got to do this the right way because it is just, there are so many question marks around this roster that to think you could do it with the cap situation is what it is, considering Deshaun, you know, the Deshaun situation, I just, you know, it's reality. I think it sort of reality bit them last year with the season that happened, and I think they looked at it and was like, look, we have to step back and, you know, we have to sort of be true to what the situation really is.
It, when you look at that situation, the situation to me says 15.2 points per game last year. I mean, that's just unacceptable in the NFL. That makes you dead last by more than a point. I'm just – and as much as I want to sit here, and I've said it before, that I want them to draft Abdul Carter with the number 2 pick, I just don't know how they can't pick somebody on offense.
Well, that goes back to the Travis Hunter thing. You can put him in, and he may not be a polished wide receiver yet. But you can put it in there and you can figure it out. If the guys they have, Kevin Stefanski, Tommy Rees, Bill Musgrave, all those guys are as smart as they, you know, they've shown that time during their career, they can figure out a way to utilize him to make plays, to score points, especially if you couple him with a couple of more picks where, you know, you get a running back, whoever that might be. You help yourself at tackle, you know. You just get a couple more playmakers, and then you're able, you know, suddenly you look like a real offense. You know, you get the you figure the quarterback position out. Just professionalize it more than anything else. I wrote this a month ago or so. They just need to get to the quarterback position to a point where it's just stabilized. I mean, it's just they haven't had a stable quarterback situation in years because of everything Deshaun's happened to Deshaun. Just get somebody in there who can, you know, give them a week in, week out professional performance at that position and go from there. Consistent profession, you know, consistency at that position where you don't have to worry about, you know, performances all over the, you know, all over the variety of performances, availability, all of that. Just week in, week out, know this guy is going to go out there and he's going to give us a respectable NFL quarterback's day performance, and just settle that alone will help this offense.
Chris Easterlin, Akron Beacon Journal, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The other thing that stood out to me is what he said about Kenny Pickett, saying that I think there's an untapped physical ability in there still. Do you believe that?
Look, when's the last time anybody thought the Pittsburgh Steelers had an impressive offense? It's been years.
I mean, maybe the Super Bowl run.
I mean, you got to go back to Ben Bell and
Antonio Brown. Yeah.
Brown, Antonio Brown. You do. I mean, since then it's just been. I mean, they win this 1970 style way of just enough offense to score just enough points that the defense can hold the other team to less than that, and you know. That's not to say I think Kenny Pickett is some sort of long-term answer, but could you see a world with a, you know, working in a system, working with Kevin Stefanski, Tommy Rees, Bill Musgraves, where they get enough out of him to, again, like I say, just give you that consistent, solid, it doesn't even have to be above average, just good enough quarterback play that this offense doesn't look like a train wreck. And I think that's in there with Kenny. How much of it, I wouldn't venture. I wouldn't know, but I can understand why, especially when you're so familiar with that division rival that he was playing for, you can think, well, we just get him here, and we can get that next thing out of him. Because he didn't have this while he was in Pittsburgh, but we can give him this, and that. So maybe we can get enough that at least for 2025, you know, we can sort of solve our quarterback issues short term.
Chris, thank you. As always, we're reading you in the Akron Beacon Journal every day. We always appreciate your time, Ohio.com as well. Thank you, Chris.
And thank you for your patience. Hey, yes. And glad we could get your hearing test out of the way early with all the beeps.
That's true.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to Chris Easterling, really covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. It was nice enough to join us here in this hour. All right, let's talk a little bit more about what Chris had to say. And then I want to talk about a high-profile situation in college football. And should we be pointing the finger at the player or the NCAA? We'll explain next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.